Hawaii County Department of Water Supply asked in January that North Kona water users cut back their usage by 25%. This affects more than 10,000 customers, probably 20 to 35,000 individuals in the area between Tashima's Restaurant, Makalei Fire Station, and Kona International Airport. The head of the department, Keith Okamoto, explains.
In Kona, we have 13 wells. 7 tapped a high-level, higher-quality source above Mamalohoa Highway, and 6 wells tapped a basal source, that freshwater land floating on the salt water. Out of the 7 high-level wells, 4 of them are currently out of service.
Okamoto says having so many wells out of service at the same time is unusual, but wells generally do need major repair or replacement after 6 or 7 years.
Due to their elevation, the horsepower, the amount of water they have to pump, they're under a lot of stress. The 4 wells out of service are Hualalai, Palani, Waiaha, and Kiopu. These are high-performance engines with no ability to maintain them downhole because they're a quarter mile below the Earth's surface.
Okamoto says each well must be custom designed.
They are not off-the-shelf units. Each one has to be custom ordered and manufactured to spec. Typically, one of these wells could take as long as 6 to 7 months, even with expedited shipping.
Okamoto says one well should be back in service by July, but the other 3 won't be up and running until the end of 2017. Okamoto says repair costs are already built into water rates, so the $200,000 to $300,000 per well should not, at this time, impact user rates. From Kona, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.